It's time for Farm and Ranch Headlines on the Southeast AgNet. I'm Tyron Spearman reporting. The Farm Bill is still a priority in Washington, and they're hoping to have it done before the end of the year, probably now after the election. But they are marching along with some information about what they would like to see in the new Farm Bill. The Senate Republican drafted a framework for the 24 Farm Bill. They said they would like to maintain the price loss coverage program. A reference price increase would be good. That reflects the increases in the cost of production since the 2018 Farm Bill. A voluntary base update was also suggested. Well, they recommended a reference price be up 3%. Well, Senator Raphael Warnock in Georgia said he was, in addition to these important bills that he's already introduced, he said, I reiterate my support for securing a meaningful increase in the reference price in this year's Farm Bill. He said in response to increases in production costs faced by many of our commodity farmers in Georgia, he told the chairman Stabenow by a letter, "While I appreciate your inclusion of a reference price, you need to ensure that Georgia peanut farmers have one high enough to compete in the coming years ahead, provide good paying jobs for our state, and continue to harvest a nutritious food for Georgia families." So he's recommending more than the 3% that it was proposed in the framework of the Senate. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.